This is the closing market report for Friday afternoon. Time to check the weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. Eric, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, so let's talk a little bit about what the month of August will look like. Do we have anything setting up that gives us a cue?
Yeah, well, you know, last year about this time, we were watching a pretty substantially deep broad trough set up across much of the Corn Belt. And that's what gave us, you know, one of our coolest Augusts on record. And we don't see that this year, but at the same time, I don't see major heat stresses, at least for the next 10 to 15 days across much of the Corn Belt. Now, when I say that, know this, the predictability of our long range models right now is not the best. The performance metrics will show that they're down. The U.S. model has actually been performing really poorly, so I've really stuck with the European model. And here's what it's got to say. We've got three troughs to be watching right now. We have one that's way out in the Pacific Northwest, one that will be developing in Texas, and one that's currently in the eastern Corn Belt over there toward Ohio. Now, the significance of this is that when the one that's in Montana moves south and east, when the one develops in Texas and moves north and east, they kind of meet over Iowa. Now, why we got to talk about this is as that trough that's sitting over Texas is developing this weekend, it will be drawing a lot of moisture on the eastern side of it. And as they merge and move across the middle part of the country, this is going to give us our best chances of getting some rainfall stretching from Texas through Oklahoma into Missouri, which desperately needs it, then into Illinois, Indiana, you know, parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, I mean, right through the heart of the Corn Belt. Now, this would be arriving here sometime around Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and we need this rain. The southern half of the state, south of I-72, has been doing really well on rain recently. Middle part of the state, okay. Northern part of Illinois, they need it. They need some rain to help finish both the corn and soybean crop. Same thing with the southern half of Iowa. So this is one of those systems that if it materializes the way that the current models are suggesting, will be bringing rain at the right time to the right locations. That'll probably push those bean numbers even up higher if the rain comes in with as much as we're expecting. Then I see this. The ridge retreats west again. And if it goes back out west, the fire threat continues, the heat stays there, and we avoid the major heat stresses in the Corn Belt. And by the way, we might be able to see some of the influence of those fires here in Illinois over the next couple of days, because not only are there fires in the western United States, they're in Canada, and the flow right now might be bringing in some smoky kind of haze around this area. So prepare for maybe some brilliant sunsets with all that smoke in the atmosphere in the next few days.
Interesting. Hey, you mentioned the rainfall. There are some dry areas in southern Illinois, other parts of the Corn Belt. Do we know how bad those are and what are your potential resolutions for those?
Yeah, you know, so when we try to assess the size of this garden spot, it's fairly large, but it is fragmented. We have some spots that have been very dry. There are a couple pockets in the far eastern Corn Belt that are dry over in Ohio and parts of Indiana. We have Missouri. Northern Missouri is just absolutely parched, so that's not in good shape. And then you got to go up to parts of South Dakota. Remember, South Dakota, every year they're adding more and more corn and soybean acres. And so when you get into that Huron to Mitchell region, which is a very productive area, they've been dry too. But when we've got good rains on big acre fields and big production fields in Illinois and Iowa, parts of Minnesota, we tend to be able to carry the country in terms of these big yield numbers. So those are areas that we're going to have to watch over the coming weeks. If they get rain, we could expect these numbers to continue to go up. And if they don't, it's going to continue to kind of just nick away a little bit on our overall yield and production numbers.
And finally, take me to Europe where they've been suffering drought.
Yeah, so Northern Europe has been in pretty bad shape. We've talked about it a few times. Really, Germany, parts of Poland, parts of France, and then, of course, over in the UK have been very dry, as has the kind of Scandinavian peninsula. But the thing is, they had some relief come through in the last few days, some cooler temperatures, a little bit of precipitation. But that wasn't one of those things that ends all, you know, drought stress. It was just some temporary relief. Next 15 days, they kind of carry a warm and dry bias. So nothing coming through there to kind of save the crop. So that, you know, at least that's a positive for U.S. crops, given that they're continuing to have stresses over in parts of Europe.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. I'm Yovie Extension's Todd Gleason.